ओम शांति। 31 जुलाई 2018 ट्यूसडे। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी अ मास्टर सदगुरु एंड मेक योर वर्ड्स इनवैल्यूएबल बाय डबली अंडरलाइनिंग देम। द वर्ड्स ऑफ यू चिल्ड्रन हैव टू बी सच दैट those who listen to you become chatrak birds. They want you to say something so that they can listen to you. These are said to be invaluable, elevated versions, mahavakya. When you keep speaking whatever you want, whenever you want, such words would not be said to be elevated versions. Your master Sadgurus, the children of the Sadguru, and so let each and every word of yours be an elevated version. At any time, wherever you may be, only speak words that are necessary, yukti yukt, and beneficial for the self and other souls. Doubly underline the words you speak. So Baba is telling that whatever you speak should become mahavakya, elevated versions. Should not happen that you keep speaking whatever you want and whenever you want. Those words are not said to be mahavakya. You are Master Sadguru. And so every word of yours should be like Sadguru's. At any time, whenever you speak, only speak words that are necessary, yukti yukt, and beneficial. That's why doubly underline the words you speak. Yesterday's blessing also, somebody is giving to joking and humorous nature. So what the people say, they make others laugh, but they speak a lot. So how should be our speech? And what are the factors that work behind speech? This is a question. Baba is saying, you are Master Sadguru. So just as whatever Sadguru says becomes Mahavakya, in the similar manner, whatever you say should become Mahavakya or elevated version. Every word of yours should be beneficial to the self and others. Whatever you speak, that should be yukti yukt. Whatever you speak, that should be yogi yukt. So, and people should be like which bird? Baba uses the word chatrak. In fact, it is not chatrak, but chatak. Chatak means in English, in biology, it's known as pied cuckoo. This bird is found mostly in India and it's a mythological bird also in Africa. And it is the harbinger of rain. And it has got a beak on his head and with which this bird drinks the water. And it drinks only the rainwater, and it drinks only the first drops of rains. Even if you keep this bird in fresh lake, in a lake containing fresh water, it will close its beak tightly. It will not drink. It drinks only that water. So it has been used in Indian scriptures to describe the desire, the thirst for for God's love. This chatak is not satisfied with anything other than God's love. So Baba is saying here that whatever you speak, others should be like chatak, that pied cuckoo bird willing to listen. So how should be our speech? If any Brahmin soul is asked this question, how should be our speech, he can name at least 10 adjectives. It should be Saman Yukt, Yog Yukt, Yukti Yukt. It should be Vardani, blessing others. It should be Raz Yukt, full of secrets. It should be giving happiness. It should be very sweet. It should be less. It should be powerful. It should be beneficial to the souls. It should be motivational, inspiring souls. It should not be depressing them. It should be uplifting their souls. It should be reminding them of God. It should be creating in them, generating in them a flow of God's love. So that answer is there. We know that. But now, what are the factors that influence our speech? We know these are the words we should speak. This is the result. That is the speech. But what are the factors responsible for the speech?
Attitude.
Our attitude. Then vritti, perspective, our bhavana, feelings and emotions, our bhav. Then
our relationship
with the person, our experiences with that person. Then what are the factors working behind the speech?
Our need of speech, why we are speaking with the person.
Yeah. Why we are speaking. Are we going with some selfish interest? Or our intent is pure? Or impure? Selfish or selfless? And what are the other factors working behind the speech? Our experience. If he had very bitter behavior with us last time, probably even though we want to speak good, but we may not. Again, if there is some suppression here, suppression of feeling, if there is a grudge and negative attitude, negative feeling, and we have tried to suppress it, so somehow that suppression will come out. It will seek vent, it will seek some outlet through the speech. So even though we had good feelings, but then still somehow that thing will come out. Then what else? Post and position of the person. Yeah. That depends. If we have some work and he is at a high post, even if we are disturbed by that person, but he is at a higher position and post, somehow person resorts to flattery, psychophancy. So there are a lot of psychophants or flatterers, chatukar. And we become that because we do not want to live in the lake and have enmity with crocodile. What else? What else is working behind our speech? Our nature, our own sanskars, our own habits, our own deep-rooted habits are walking behind our speech. So these are so many things which are below speech. If this is the iceberg, what is shown above is just a very small part. Half part is below, submerged beneath the surface of water. And these are all the things, our sanskars, our natures, our habit, our experiences, our attitudes, our relationships, our interests, our intentions. Everything is here. Our feelings, our emotions. Even though Srimad says to me that I should speak sweet, I should say less. But if I have negative emotion for somebody, suddenly that negativity will come out, quite in spite of myself. Even if I have strong feeling of jealousy for somebody, suddenly that feeling will prop up. If I have a suppressed feeling of ego, and on the surface I try to be an instrument, I try to show that I am instrument, I am instrument, I am instrument. But ego is very deep within. So that ego will try to come out. That ego will try to surface. It is said there are two types of speeches. Two types of... Not that public speaking thing. But two types of words or speeches we speak. One is prem, love, language of love. Another is language of logic, tark. When we are using language of logic, we engage in arguments, we engage in debates. Our goal is to defeat the other person. Vaad vivaad. Our goal is to prove that I am right. Our goal is to prove that the other person is wrong. Our goal, our aim, our intention, our target is that person, not me. I want to defeat him. So this is the language of logics. You must have seen debates, how they debate. It is just about defeating others. It's just about enjoyment. It's just about joy of defeating others. This is the language of logic, reason, arguments, debates, proving that I am right and proving that others are wrong. Then there is a language of love. Love has no desire to defeat anybody. Love understands the hearts. Love understands what is going on within. It is... Some person is there, A and B. And even if the B is not talking well with A, A doesn't see the words. A catches the emotion. A penetrates the heart of B. And tries to understand why B is speaking this. Because B might be angry with somebody else, and now he is venting out his anger here with on me, and it has got no bearing, it has got no relation with my relationship with him. It is just the, he is emptying his heart, which is full or heavy, on me. So language of love. Love doesn't want to defeat anybody. Love doesn't want to prove that I am right. Love tries to understand. Love tries to see beneath. Love is not on the surface. Love accepts. Love knows the language of acceptance. No matter how others are, love accepts them. If I say that I am not satisfied with him, if I say that I am not happy with his behavior, if I say that he is not doing well, if I say that his behavior is not up to the mark, if I say that his sanskars are so deep-rooted, and whatever yoga and whatever tapasya he is doing is not at all touching that sanskar, so whatever he is doing is all waste. when I say this, one thing I need to ask myself, am I saying that I am doubting the divine planning, the ultimate divine plan? It means that I am doubting this ultimate plan. If I say that, why I am kept in this department, with this place, if I say that my abilities are far more, when doctor was there and that soul was doing some job somewhere, and then once she was asked to come here and join, that soul says, I am overqualified for this place. I am overqualified. So, language of logic talks in terms of calculations. Love is beyond calculation. Love is beyond reason. Love is beyond logic. Love understands not just brains, but souls, but hearts, but feelings, but emotions. It touches that which is impalpable. It listens that which is inaudible. It smells that which is far away. It sees the invisible. It feels the unfelt. So when you enter the sphere of love, and the language of love is not speech, but what? Silence. Love speaks in silence. Love doesn't want explanation. Love doesn't want to justify. Love doesn't want you to justify. Love doesn't want that you should tell me why you are wrong. It doesn't seek any answers. It accepts the other person with all its failings, with all its weaknesses, with all its imperfections, with all its faults, with all its defects, with all its flaws. It accepts just as Baba has accepted us. Do you think we were qualified to become his children? We were underqualified. We were under, but he sees us as overqualified. When he begins any Avyakta Murli, you see the first paragraph. What elevated versions. What all he is talking, you are this, you are that. You are the foundation, you are the great souls, you are the elevated souls, you are the lovely lucky stars. You are the Christmas decoration of this Christmas tree of the Kalpavruksha. And he is narrating the story of this tree. And he is telling that you are at the root, you are at the base, you are the foundation. You are responsible for everything that is happening in the world. Whatever you do here, that becomes the tradition or rituals of the Bhakti Mark. This is how he sees. This is what is his vision. This is how he, because he is the ocean of love. He doesn't know to hate. The language of hatred is unknown to him. No matter who comes in front of him. If somebody comes with that, what is that rifle? AK-57? 47. And he threatens Baba, stop all this. So Baba will say, Baba will get afraid? What do Baba will say? Good that you came. This is an excuse that you came here. Bab Dada is happy that you are here. You will go ahead. So blessings will pour out. The rain of blessings, the shower of blessings from his lips. So, our words should be yukti yukta. Our words should be Yog Yukt. Our words should be Vardhani. Our words should be what? Full of good wishes. Our words should be jewels. Our words should be diamonds. Our words should be Haribhai. How should be our speech? Beneficial to the soul. Our words should be inspiring. Our words should be motivational. Our words should be uplifting the soul. Our words should be powerful. Our words should be valuable. Our words should be loveful. Loveful. Our words should be full of sweetness, purity. Our words should carry the vibrations of purity. Our words should be attractive. Our words should be sweet. Our words should be less. Our words should be short. Our words should carry impregnated with power. Sar garbhit. Impregnated with essence. Our words should be as if they should get recorded. Just as we record here. But I am not talking of these words. Words, they start when you enter your karma field. Karma kshetra. That is the words Baba is talking of. Not the Amrit Vela you are sitting nicely. And you are speaking something. Not these words. Words, when you are on the stage. Not behind the stage. When you are online. When you are on the stage, when is your work field. That time Baba is talking about. Not when you are on the stage and giving speeches. That is different. That is quite easy. But when you are amidst those people who are unfriendly, who are hostile, who are talking against you, who are commenting upon you, who are backbiting, who are maligning, you are casting aspersions, who are trying to lick, pull, who are becoming an obstacle in your path, who are talking ill about you. Those words Baba is talking. How they should be? As if they should get recorded. That should be recorded and sent. This is the morning class and this is the horrible and dangerous words spoken by the same person during the karma kshetra. Battlefield. We are at war with Maya. So how should be our words? Smooth. How should be our words? Limited. Limited. Polite. Full of etiquettes. Respecting others. It should not be... It should be using very respectful words for others. We should not think others are our servants. How do we talk with those who are at a lower position? We should not think that they are slaves or servants or at an inferior position. As a soul or are same. Then, how should be our words? They should bring enthusiasm in soul. They should fill the dried and parched up soul. Fill with those souls with wetness of God's love. They should bring about greenery. They should be meaningful, essenceful, meaningful, powerful, loveful, lawful. They should bring about success. They should become reality. They should become Siddhi Swaroop. So these are, they should be true. They should be truthful. Not lies, bundle of lies. Every time lying and lying and lying. A father says to his child, "You lie so much. When I was of your age, I never used to lie." The son said to the father, "Then when did you started lying? When did you start to lie? When you began the lying thing?" Yesterday morning in the Naki Lake, three boys were going and they were carrying school bags. So those people, some well-to-do people of Mount Abu. They were going by, they were asking, where are you going? They said, we are just going some work. But this is a school time. How can you go somewhere? And they just caught them, three boys. Because they were going on the Naki side. This is a school timing, they are carrying school bags. And they are going, we are having some work there. What work? In the morning time? You are going to the school, telling your parents that you are going to school and bunking school and going somewhere else. So, our words should be full of truth. This is a great sadhana. It is said in Bhakti Mark, if you practice truth for 12 years, whatever you speak, that will become true. It was Dadi Prakashmani who used to stand up in the administrative conference or political conference. Which conference? This political wing, where Dadi Prakashmani would stand and say, since my birth till now, I have never spoken untruth. And they all used to get flat to listen to that. Who can speak like this? And those politicians, bundle of lies. From top till toe, only lies. In that conference, Dadi Prakashmani used to say, in front of all those so-called politicians, that in my life, from my childhood till now, I have never lied. Who can say this? What power is needed? That's why they would bow down in front of truth, because truth has that power. So our words should be truthful. And as I said, behind the words, so many things are working. Our intention should be pure. Our sanskar should be pure. Our emotions, our feelings, our suppressed desires, our vested interest, and our behavior, our relationships, our perspective, our attitude, our vritti, our drishti, our everything. This is all the things which is working behind the speech. So, Baba is saying in today's blessing, our words should be Mahavakya. Our words should be, others should be listening to him, us, as if they are Chatak. Our words should be elevated version, invaluable. Our words we should not speak whenever and whatever we want. Keep on speaking. We are master Sadgurus, children of the Sadguru. So whatever Sadguru speaks, we have to speak the same. How Baba speaks? Very slowly, but it is too slow. But Baba wants that you should speak like this. He comes from above, that's why. Okay. Brahma Baba, when Shiva Baba in the Brahma Baba used to speak very fast. Yeah. So here, whatever. So, Master Sadguru, and any time speak only those words who are yukti-yukt, necessary, beneficial, and that's why double underline, like this. Double underline what? The words you speak. Om Shanti.